So let's call the Library Joint Powers Authority Board Finance Subcommittee of Monday, March 28th, 2011 to order. And you know the role here, please. A complex task. We have an agenda in front of us. You're getting it over here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to move that we approve the agenda?
Sure.
And I'll second it.
Feels kind of funny.
You move everything, she seconds everything, make the minutes easier.
It is sort of funny without any public here to have to do this, but okay, we'll be formal. And since there are only two of us, I will make a motion to approve the minutes of January 24th.
I'll second it.
So that means we are all in favor. There's no oral communications from anyone. So let's get to the staff reports.
Okay, financial reports. I got word late this morning, early this afternoon, that sales tax figures for March came in, and they came in higher than predicted. So we're actually another $36,555 above.
For March?
For that quarter, for January, February, March quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got I got messages from both Jack and Pat Bush that better than their estimates that they've given us in January. So that's looking good. Let's see. We're 66% of the year through, and I made a note, travel and meetings was high. We're taking some money from training to cover that. We just had some high mileage that some training staff went to. But overall, expenditures 62%. Overall, 62% for overall expenditures, so we're looking good. I sent you an email with an explanation on the miscellaneous supplies and services and all that, so that stuff's expended, but it's all accounted for. Miscellaneous supplies and services, $2,500 is the grant we get from First Buy for a storage unit, so that's prepaid, so that's why that one's high on page 3. Revenues first, but that's okay. Revenues are definitely looking high on sales tax. Property tax is kind of right on for maintenance effort. Our internet use fee is low. Of course, you have to have internet to do that. Our internet's down in both Central and Capitola. It's actually not a server issue, Barbara. It's the new computers. There's an authentication problem with the new computers. So they're working on it. On the last page of revenues, that's when I also sent an email on, pool cash on page, pool cash is, we expected it to be 5,000 in the hole, and we're almost 5,000 to the good. That's on the last page of revenues.
Okay, I see it.
And then that miscellaneous non-operating revenue, most of that is E-rate money that came in from the last couple of years. The donations to the library are things like the Community Foundation grant that we got, the money from the Friends for Joan Floyd Williams, stuff like that. So that's why those are high.
So we still owed more E-rate money, or?
We are owed E-rate money for the year we're currently in. We haven't gotten a dime yet for current fiscal year. So it makes our telecommunications high.
Okay.
Payroll is at 62%, and we're at 66%, so it's doing well as well. And cash balances, our pool of cash is still looking real positive, so we're now 11 months in the black.
Great.
I show some, we almost a full year now, last April. So, any questions, Tim?
Why?
I have questions.
Barbara, I have a question.
Barbara, sorry.
I tried to anticipate.
On the trust fund, we have a new fund, right? This is the first month we've seen this, or is it the first month I've seen?
Yeah, probably the first month you've seen it.
The Lee Corday Trust?
Yes, that's the first time you've seen it. Yes.
For $89,000?
That's the money for downtown.
Okay.
For this building.
Okay, so it was identified that this is for the building or
for Central Library.
Okay.
To be used for the Central Library.
Okay, for anything you want for the stuff.
Anything we want.
Good.
Thank you. I hadn't noticed that was there. If we get too many more, we're going to have a second page.
That would be really nice. Okay, so then I had, library functional supplies have been under budget, I think, all year.
Mm-hmm.
So is it something that you know now we're just not going to spend it, or is it just a timing issue that, you know, they get spent in?
All they have to do is one order of library cards and the money goes away.
Right. Okay, so it may or may not end up to.
I was told that they planned on spending it.
Okay.
When we were trying to do the projections, they said they planned on spending it. I don't know if we are. I don't think we bought library cards last year, so maybe we can buy them this year. That's often a big one that goes
here. Yeah.
We may be trying to put that off until we get a new logo.
Telecommunications equipment.
Yes.
We cannot find now.
The telecommunications stuff is has to do with the new phone system. So that's probably
H2.
H2 of expenses. Well, communication shows up in several places.
Yeah, there's telecommunication services outside.
There's something that is called a telecom equipment.
It's page 3 of the expenditure status report.
Oh. This was some of this, I think, was the new phones that we were buying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we ended up selling some of them back, selling our old phones back. There may also be money in here, if I'm not mistaken, related to the new computer system.
Okay.
So
we don't know whether that savings might.
You talked to everybody last month, right, and they were talking about what they were still going to spend, and Dan said he's going to spend
it. He's still going to spend it, okay.
Dan never doesn't spend it.
Yeah. He's a wise guy. So he has so many needs.
I looked for the high ones. I didn't look for the low ones.
I like to look for the low ones.
Tricks me!
To see whether we're going to have more money than we think.
Yeah, Kira met with all the managers last month to. Because we talked to them about what they thought they were still going to spend, and that's how we did the projections. So we're not expecting a lot of stuff.
Those were my only questions.
And? You don't have to have any.
Well, yes, I know. Maybe I will have one.
Okay.
I'm looking at total revenue year to date. This is page 2, top and bottom. But this is year to date revenues. This is $7,838,240.
Mm-hmm.
And then comparing that with total expenditures, which is. This is on page 3, but which is 6,644.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you add the encumbrances, it's about 6,800. So it looks like our revenues are like $1 million in it ahead of our expenditures. Do we have some advance? Or you know, sometimes we get money ahead of time, ahead of when it's actually supposed to come, and they don't match the period of the revenues and expenditures don't always match.
Right.
Is that the case here, or are we doing that well with controlling expenses and getting more revenue than we had anticipated?
Well, some of it is some of the extra revenue from things like E-rate and forwards David.
But it would seem to me that if
Hi, David.
Our expenditures are on track with budget,
I
and
probably
our expenditures were
20 minutes.
We spend all of our revenues, that it's got to be a timing issue or something.
Well, that's why I was wondering
why don't worry about
we're 75% on revenues.
Nothing unusual.
Oh, and we're 66 on expenditures.
And we're right, but I was wondering if that 75 was because, or it's actually 71%.
Yeah, it happens. No, okay.
Do you understand my question, Brother? Whether or not is that 71% of revenues because we receive payments? Prematurely, or we are just far ahead in revenues?
We're just that far ahead in revenues.
We are.
Yeah. I think there's things like, you look at the telecommunications equipment, there's, $56,000 sitting there that hasn't been spent. The materials budget, we just threw in the other $70,000 that you guys authorized last March at the March meeting.
Uh-huh.
Got added into, well, that may not, actually, that won't be in here. That's an additional revenue, but that's not in here because this is February. But that would add $70,000 to revenues, and it's not spent yet. So that would bring up something like that. The library functional supplies is also a big amount. It has, $85,000, $6,000 that hasn't been spent. The other huge one that's in there is the new computer system.
That was at $250,000, right?
And that hasn't been spent yet?
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't spent that one yet. That's software maintenance, so it's $157,000. And, of course, the big one, of course, that hasn't been spent yet is personnel. So we are, we are definitely a little ahead on revenues, and we knew that because of, sales tax. And this doesn't even show the sales tax that's come in, and it's showing where that's we've heard about since February, and it's showing that sales tax is 73%, and we're only at 66%.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a piece that's up there. So we may well have some expenses related to the transition that we might be able to, if we have money this year, that we could start. I mean, there's some software packages we were planning to buy that I think would make sense for us to buy this year if we've got the money to get, instead of next fiscal year to get us started on some of the things we want to do.
Right.
There may be some pieces of the staffing that we want to invest in before this fiscal year is over to help with the transition. So I think any of these extra we have, there's probably some very wise places to spend it. I'm not going to try to spend it all. Obviously, we want to save what we can.
That would certainly make sense if there's, particularly some of the key staffing positions, the volunteer coordinator perhaps, and I don't know what other ones, but there may be staffing that you could make a change on. And then also investments in the operating efficiencies, like software or whatever else is built in there to get things running
software,
more efficiently.
There's the collection HQ software. There's several different software packages that we know we need in order to make the model successful.
Yeah.
So I'll see where we're at for the May board meeting, which is when I'll present the budget too. And we'll see where we're at by then.
Yeah.
I may ask for freeing up some of that money for. Now, I think some of our telecommunications are going to be high because we haven't gotten E-rate money for this year yet, so we're going to... In fact, we did have to move some from E-rate over there in order to cover. Anyway. Okay.
That was my question.
Trying to anticipate.
And so David's probably not coming.
I told him not to. He's at the summit now, and I said,
oh.
So. Sounds like we're not waiting for him.
He got stuck somewhere. He said, said some highway, but I didn't recognize the name of it.
Okay. Other business, we have a sort of a placeholder agenda item to review the financial information for the recommended service model, but we don't have any new information, so I don't know if we have anything to discuss there.
The sessions that I missed, Barbara, with, and you're going to send out the notes for those?
Yeah, we're going to put them in the board packet, so, you know, everybody can see those. But the Santa Cruz meeting had about 15 to 20 people there. We heard a lot about, there were a couple of people there who were very passionate about not liking the change in reference services. Otherwise, the input was pretty similar to Aptos, with people liking it and saying, you know, thanks, and having some questions. Felton, as you might expect, had a large turnout. So what do you think?
30.
30. And again, I don't think the input was vastly different from what we had before, so no questions or opinions came in that were different or that were surprising or unexpected, certainly. So I think the Beltonites were happy with it. They're, as usual, just eager to get going. When can we get our volunteers going? When can we do this? We'll get there. So, but they were pleased. So, I think staff in both of those meetings, you know, has some, you know, express certainly some reservations about the new staffing and how that's going to work and all of that. But Teresa, you're going to be sending out more information to staff on the staffing on the model so that they have more details. Yeah. So I think a lot of it is just not knowing and reading into what has been published. It wasn't necessarily 100% accurate. So.
Or it doesn't give the nuances.
It doesn't give the nuances. Right.
The public wouldn't understand that.
Yeah. So I think that's that.